Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Friday, June 5th. And today I want to talk about why it is perfectly okay for you to be imperfect as you strive to reach your big, ambitious goals in life. It takes a lot of courage for you to think big and to do things that normal people wouldn't do. Things in addition to your daily responsibilities to achieve some goal that you really don't know for sure exactly how to go about it. There's no way for you to perfectly execute every phase of a big goal if you've never done it before. And you can even look on the internet, look on YouTube, get some instruction, get some advice, get some coaching, get some mentoring. But that journey to get from where you are, point A to point B, it's going to take a lot of trial and error, and I think you know that. The challenge that many people have, and I have from time to time, is do you know enough? Are you competent enough to get going on the process knowing that you're going to be imperfect? You got to get on that journey. It takes speed to get in there with a certain amount of competence, not expecting yourself to be perfect, because then you make adjustments along the way. You can't sit on the sidelines waiting for you to be 100% confident that you can do it in your every facet, how to execute every different aspect of all the technical parts to get to where you want to go. If you're 100% confident, if that's even possible, then you probably waited too long. You got to hurry up and get on that journey and be okay that it's not going to be perfect the first time, second time, maybe 10th, 20th time, but it gets better and better every time. Look at these videos that I started this week. If you were to break it down from the lighting to the sound to the delivery, everything about it, little by little, it got better and better. Now, I know how frustrated it can be. You can imagine, I look at, oh, I didn't get the lighting exactly right, or this wasn't placed in the right place. If I think back on everything that I've done and I've created, I could say that with every single facet. But if I waited until everything was perfect, it would never get done. And when I finally got started, it wasn't perfect anyway, right? Now, I know how frustrating that can be. It takes a lot of courage just to think big and even to take action. You want it perfect. I understand that. I want it perfect too, but you can't let that get in the way. If I think about even me doing podcasts, all right, I wanted to take the sound quality to the next level. And I invested in the audio equipment. And I even got coaching to buy the right equipment. And I talked to the manufacturer of the mixer on how to do the exact sound. And even with all of that, it probably took me about 30 podcasts to get the sound right. And I would get emails saying, hey, you know, your sound quality is too loud or too this. And I'm thinking, yeah, I know that. I know that too. And that's all in addition where, to me, having the courage and confidence that I even have a message to deliver. Forget about all those technical things, right? So every facet of everything that I do, I have to go through that process. I have to hurry and allow myself to be imperfect and get on that journey. So if you find yourself with your big goals and you're saying, well, I want to wait. I don't want to pump out work that's less than perfect. Telling you, you could be slowing yourself down. You got to get on that journey. I tell you, I have a lot of men who see what I do, and they get overwhelmed with all the different aspects that they think they have to learn. And I certainly understand that. It starts with the inner confidence that you have a message to share, but I have a lot of men who come to me and they say, hey, I want to do what you do, Skip. I have a message. I would love to do that, right? And so what I do is I coach them and I guide them all the different steps to make that learning curve less steep. I can prepare them for the mental and emotional challenges that go through all this, in addition to the specific strategies like the camera work or the podcast work or those type of things. If you're interested in that, I do have a lot of men who come to me for coaching to duplicate, to emulate what I've done with their message. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Be glad to help you out, give you some advice in any way I can. All right, have a great day. Remember, it's not too late to be great, and get going on that journey. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. Don't make that excuse or that rationalization. You're not going to be perfect. It's okay. You know, most of the time, people don't even notice those details. They're connected to your message. All right? So get going on your journey. Have a great day.